If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
$500 actual price. So, let me just tell you.
You ever try to air a clip, and then it just buffers, and you don't know how long it's going to buffer? It's a good thing this isn't live. I could edit this whole thing out, you'd never even know. You know, I should edit this out, and then just air the clip, but what would be the fun in that? I hate buffering. It's 2024. Why haven't we figured out a way to just have incredible internet access at this point? I have good Wi-Fi.
9,501. No help from anybody in the audience, by the way. $83,068. That was the best.
The best showdown, showcase showdown ever in Price is Right history. He wins with a gap of $1. He missed nailing it by $1. Incredible. Drew Carey just living the moment, just with the dramatic pause, that was perfection. You would have thought he was made for that moment. Oh, man. And on the day Pat Sajak retires, Drew Carey steals the spotlight. Holy cow.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
It's happy hour. Oh, welcome back. It's a brand new episode. This is Laugh With Me. I'm your host, J.O. To the thousands and thousands of you that listen every single week, thank you very much. You have made it. This is Friday. It's the weekend. Man, there's some weeks they mean more than others, right? This is one of them. But I will say, I'm feeling a little better as we head into this weekend than I have the last few. If you've been listening to the show, I've had this pinched nerve in my neck, and it's caused a lot of numbness and pain all the way down my left arm, and it included a ER visit, so I thought I was having a heart attack. Been seeing the chiropractor 3 times a week now for 3 weeks. And 3-4 weeks, I don't know. Been a while now. And it's starting to feel better. Still tingling in my left thumb all the way up my arm, but I'm no longer waking up in throbbing pain and having to heat and cold and heat and cold and heat and cold with my neck and my arm. And so that is an improvement. That is an improvement. But I have zero experience before this, seeing a chiropractor. This has been different. Very different than, I mean, I've seen many doctors in my day. Man, I go, let me just set the picture for you. I go to the office building, right? You go and you go to the room where you check in, then like the front lobby, and then they say, Jeremy, oh, you're going to room 5. And then I walk down this hall and I go to a room numbered 5. I go, it's like a little closet, and I go in this little closet, and it's got a bunch of like doctor's gown, like the, you know, the hospital gowns, and you put it on in this little closet. You lock the door, and then on the other side of the closet, there's another door, and you flip a switch so the light comes on, and that's your signal to the doctor that you are ready. When it's your time, the door on the other side pops open, and then there's the doc, and he's amped. Like, I've never seen a doctor so happy to see you. You get a nice handshake, and he sits you. And I will say, the first week or two when I saw him, I was in a lot of pain. I wasn't very pleasant, and I wasn't mean. I wasn't like, eh, what's up, doc? No, I was just like, you know, hey, I'm hurting still. Like, help a brother out. So he could tell, and he would, you know, snap my neck a few ways, and I'd go about my day. But then you go into this other, the door opens. It's just this whole other room. It's a giant room. That's where he works. That's his office. And, you know, I'm in there for like a minute or two, and then I get sent back into the little closet. But these last couple of weeks, he said he could tell I'm doing better because I look like a human, which I don't know what I looked like before. But he said I look more human now. So there's that. But it is helping. So I'm becoming a believer in the chiropractic practice. I've just, not that I wasn't a believer before, I've never done it. I never had no reason to. And I've had lots of people around me that have used it. They enjoy it. My experience of getting like your back popped or whatever is just somebody squeezing you real hard. And I've done that. I've done the big squeeze, right? Pop the back, but you know what I mean? The chiropractic practice, the entire industry seemed a little odd, seemed a little different, but it's really not compared to some other practices. Sometimes people find weird ways to overcome things. Like this guy I just saw, a Turkish man, he locked his head in a cage and gave his wife the key. Now, why'd he do that? Because he was trying to quit smoking. This was his final effort. This man, Ibrahim, he's from Turkish. He's from Turkey. He's a Turkish man. It's okay. I don't know that we're charting in Turkey, but if we are, my apologies. I obviously am struggling with reading at this moment. I just woke up from a nice nap. You know, when you wake up at 4 a.m. every day, and you get home, you eat the biggest lunch you've ever had. I mean, I ate so much Raising Cane's today. I had the box combo, okay? And I had an extra chicken strip. And I had an extra piece of bread. Yeah. I ate box combo plus. That's what they're calling it. They're calling it the Jeremy. It's the box combo plus. That's what I just had. It was very good, delicious, put me right to sleep. I woke up. Here I am. Can't read a thing. That's what happens. You eat a box combo, and you're full, but you still can read. In fact, you can read at an eighth grade level. If you eat the box combo plus, it's more like fourth grade level of learning, but you feel rested. So, I don't know, whatever works. Anyway, this Turkish man, Ibrahim, he'd been struggling with the addiction for years and designed and wore this peculiar device himself to keep the cigarettes away from his mouth at all times. He was smoking for 26 years and tried to quit over and over and over, after his father passed away from lung cancer. So he had great reasons to quit, but man, the nicotine got him. It's this weird ass bronzish like cage. The picture that it shows, he's got a water bottle, he's got a straw, the straw sticking through the cage. It's like a little bird cage, and his head's just trapped in it. He doesn't have the key. I mean, I'd imagine at some point he'd just start banging his head against the wall to try to pry this thing open if he had to. And who knows how he's eating? Maybe it's just straight liquid diet. That'll get him. He'll lose weight. He'll become malnourished. He won't be smoking. That's a plus. You know, and honestly, if her wife, if she's smart, she just leaves him in the damn cage. You know, he won't smoke ever again. And if a straw fits through the cage, he can figure out how to smoke. I mean, I wonder if it would make the cage like heat up, the heat from it. Probably not, right? This episode's off the rails. But yeah, I mean, it looks like we don't know if he successfully quit or got rid of the nicotine habit, but it does say that he started to speak in parrot. I don't know why. That's kind of odd. No, Johnny, that did not deserve that. Have you ever thought about creating your own episode? You know, like having your own podcast? What are you waiting for? Get started at podup.com. We are one of the sponsors of this podcast, and we would love to someday sponsor yours. Starting is as easy as creating an account at podup.com today. PodUp has literally everything that you need to run a full professional show. PodUp has over 35 different tools with AI integration to further help you succeed. Create a free starter account or get a paid account for 15% off with code LAUGHWITHME15. So go check out podup.com, or if you are wanting a podcast that's done for you, where you pay an agency to do all the website, social media, editing work, check out podallies.com. Pod Allies is an agency run by the folks that literally built the PodUp podcasting software. Get started with them at podallies.com. Get 15% off when you sign up today for PodUp or Pod Allies with code LAUGHWITHME15. We can't wait to create with you and launch your podcast. Oh, this is the 1 year, you know what, and this is appropriate for today's episode. This is the 1 year anniversary of the famous second show in Lincoln, Nebraska that I was a part of last year. Bombed like nobody's ever bombed before. I mean, this was bombs over Baghdad. Like, this was terrorist stuff. Luckily, haven't experienced anything like it since. I'm sure I will again. Like, that's part of the deal. Anytime you go up on stage, there's a chance that you're gonna bomb. But yeah, that was something special. Just shout out Anthony Rogers, shout out Kent Maslowski, shout out, I'm not even gonna give a shout out to the bar we were at. You know, you can't get a shout out when you house something like this. Actually, it was a sweet stage. It was a sweet stage. I actually thought the setup was amazing. It could have been a really fun place to perform. And what actually happened was a traumatizing experience. Like, I don't wake up in the middle of the night now with my arm throbbing. No, I've gone back to waking up in the middle of the night thinking about that second show in Lincoln. Like, that's that's what I've gone back to. Which, I don't know if that means I'm healthy now. Maybe the arm was better off. I don't know. This is the kickoff to Funny Boy Summer. We got a playlist for you. These are the jams you're going to be listening to all summer long. Check it out. It's a playlist we created on Spotify. You can find it on any of our socials. Add the playlist yourself. We've got some good stuff, some summer jams. Speaking of summer jams, New Music Friday is one of the best days of the week. What a great day for new music. Like, I'm going to look this up right now. MGK with a banger today, BMXing. That's the song of the summer. Mod Sun with a new song, Sunshine. Lit came out with a new single today, but I mean, it's a cover, but it's still, it was awesome. Let me pull up Breakaway. You know Breakaway as the jam that Kelly Clarkson turned into a chart-topping hit. And it was actually written by Avril Lavigne. Not a lot of people know that. Breakaway, written by Avril Lavigne, became a smash hit by Kelly Clarkson. Now, Lit's new single. Yeah, go figure. But MGK with the song of the summer, it's, to me, it's, and don't kill me for this. Don't come at me with you don't know what you're talking about, but it has like that summer, that kind of Mac Miller kids era type feel to it. It's just very, even though it's the song, he's talking about Cleveland, the video, he's skating around Cleveland. To me, it feels and sounds a lot like California, like Southern California, but what a jam. BMXing, you got to find it. I love New Music Friday. You never know what you're going to get unless you follow all these artists on their socials, then you kind of have an idea what you're going to get. But I love opening up Spotify or iTunes on a Friday morning and just seeing the goodness coming your way. But you don't always get the song of the summer like we did today from MGK. And it's funny because he releases the song 1 week after Eminem released an absolute classic in Houdini. So now we've got new music from Eminem. It just feels like old school Slim Shady. We've got MGK back with the song of the summer. And it's going to be great because people are going to be comparing the two all summer long because they both are going to have albums on the way. So I'm looking forward to that. I don't know what you guys like look forward to. This is the kind of shit I look forward to. I wish I could play the song, but then I'll get caught for copyright, and it'll be a whole thing. But that's okay. We're gonna look up next Saturday, June 15th, Werner Park, 9 a.m. It's a Take Steps walk for Crohn's and colitis. It's our foundation's biggest fundraiser of the year and most impactful, with events happening all across the country. This one's happening Saturday, June 15th in Omaha, Nebraska at Werner Park. We're trying to raise awareness. We're raising money. Take Steps Walk experience honors the unique journeys of those living with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, collectively known as inflammatory bowel disease or IBD, and those closest to them. Register today to support the IBD community, fund vital research, advocacy, as well as patient and caregiver education, resources, and support. Together, we have one destination in mind with this, and that's Mount Remission and finding IBD cures, which would be great. I've been talking a lot about this pinched nerve, but I'll tell you what, when I'm not complaining about that, I'm complaining about the Crohn's disease. I'm not short on things to complain about. Because if I wasn't complaining about that, I'm sure I'd be complaining about work. Or complain about the Padres. Man, I think it's in the realm of possibility that they'll never win another game this year. And just last week, I'm going on and on about how this is a team that's going to be dangerous in the playoffs. What a difference a week makes. I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever win another game. And with that being said, we're going to continue to have quality starts, continue to have more hits than our opponent, and continue to have like league leaders in offense and in pitching categories. And we're going to lose. So disappointing. So disappointing. How does a team consistently lose close games? I mean, the Padres, I've said this before about the Huskers, that they're the LA Chargers of college football, where they just find ways to lose in the most heartbreaking way. And when I say find, it's a different way every time. Like, they get creative. The Padres are the LA Chargers of baseball. Just continue to break my heart. You know? If I could sing right now, I'd break into Don't Go Breaking My Heart, and I would dedicate it to the San Diego Padres, this year's version. They're good. God, they're damn good. They may never win again. Not, that wasn't a punch sign, Johnny. Just riffing. That's what you do at happy hour. You hang out, crack some beers. You just have those deep discussions that have been building up all week that you didn't know were inside of you. Oh, man. I love a Friday, though. Here's what I don't love. A Friday where you feel so tired or so rushed through the day that you don't really get to enjoy the evening or night. And then let's say you're off on Saturday, and then you wake up and you just feel like, I don't know, even though you just woke up and you have an entire day ahead of you off, or maybe you've got a few things you got to do, you still feel busy, you know? And then you just feel like you never had the chance to just kind of like relax and let go of the frustrations of the week. That's the worst. The last few months on Friday evenings, I've been grocery shopping, which is fine. I've got no beef with that. It's just a sign of getting older, right? I mean, that's just, hey, you know, your boy Jeremy's getting a little older. He's grocery shopping on a Friday night. That's okay. You got to get groceries, and then you don't have to worry about it on the weekend at least. You just got to make sure you save some time to chill. Have that happy hour. Chill, relax, let go of the tension and the frustrations of the week. So that way you can enjoy your day off. Because some people would argue that the night before your day off is more relaxing and enjoyable than that day off itself. Because the day off itself, sometimes you've got things planned. You're thinking about the next day when you go back to work. So you're just, your mind's already starting to go back to work. You're getting ready the night, you know, maybe you're not doing as much that night because, you got to get some sleep. I got to work tomorrow. But that night before the day off, you know, you just, anything goes. Anything goes. That's what I got going on tonight. Anything goes. Except for I took that nap, and now I'm a little groggy. I can't read, so I gotta get that figured out. Thanks for listening. This is Laugh With Me, Happy Hour. We will talk to you on Wednesday. Brand new episode. We've got guest galore. We're coming in hot to end season one before we hit you in the face. Season two with our official launch of their YouTube page. You can find us anywhere on Instagram, X, Facebook. Of course, you can listen to the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and you can find all the old episodes on YouTube. And if you really want to dive deep, baby, we're on the charts. You can find us in the top 60 comedy podcasts in the United States. It's a beautiful thing. Thanks for listening.